Pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Evening, a little bit different being here on a Sunday evening and kind of a spur of the moment thing, actually, for all of us to get together in here. And just appreciate all of you who I see right here in the huddle. We've got 91 of us here logged in into the huddle. And for those of you who haven't been in the huddle, this is a theology-free zone. You're allowed to say whatever you say, and we don't allow arguments over. The Bible says foolish questions do avoid, for they do engender strife. And last thing we want to have is strife within our ranks here. So you're free to say whatever you want to, anytime you want to. Break in if you want to. We'll try to make it as organized as possible. I just felt a prompting of the Lord today that it's kind of time just maybe to gather the troops together a little bit and just kind of get in the huddle, right? Huddle up here, boys. Let's group up and see if we can figure out exactly what's going on, because we live in absolutely unbelievable times. And I think the truth of it is, we are really seeing the clashing of Psalm 2 that we talk so much about here on the show, the kings of this earth conspiring against the Lord and against his anointed. And I don't know if it's ever been more clear that there truly are two sides. And it's also really, really clear that some of those folks that we thought were on our side aren't really on our side, are they? And that's part of the whole deception that's being ironed out and pulled out and all that. So I wanted to gather us all here together tonight, not for me to tell you so much what's going on, because I'm like you, I don't really know. But I think that if we get together, we can help calm one another's little bit spirits, the anxieties that we all have, wondering exactly what's going on. We know this, right? The Lord holds the whole world in his hands. And we know that that Jesus himself, the Lord God Almighty, is once in control of everything. But if you watch the show at any length of time, I always tell you that's a cop-out. I call it a cop-out for losers. If I ever had a football team and we got beat and I just said, oh, well, the Lord's in control, we were supposed to lose, that never went down very well. So we have to learn to accept defeat, but not love it. And when we have a football game, we get beat after the game, we try to reevaluate, Lord, what happened? Where did we go wrong? What did we do wrong? Last Friday, I think it was, I talked about, oh, ye of little faith, and how quickly we are to lose sight of where we are and hold on to that faith, which we earnestly contend for that faith and to hold on to it. And so I wanted to get everybody together and just try to calm us all down here and kind of get us on our own page. Jeff, now go ahead and just officially open us up in prayer. Would you do that for us?
Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this time to be a collective. There are three or more together. You can hear our message and our request, Father God. Father God, give Coach the words to say, Lord, that it may touch our hearts, touch our spirit, to make it strong, to be encouraged, and to go out forth and offer the mission at hand. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Again, if you just tuned in while you're listening to the show here, if you want to, go get yourself a little drink and a little wafer. We're going to take communion at the conclusion of the show here. So if you get up, move around, go get something, we'll understand exactly what's going on. So here is, people say, Coach, what's going on? I got, like, Connie's trying to get in here right now. Hang on there. Hey, Connie, we're already broadcasting live. Just go to CoachDaveLive.com and click on Join the Huddle. It's right there on the website.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Sorry, folks. So where are we and what is going on? And the truth of it is, I don't know if anybody really knows. I mean, I don't know. I hear something. I hear from one expert and say, boy, that sounds good. And then I hear from another expert and say, boy, that sounds bad. And I hear from, well, Trump's kidnapped. And then I hear, no, he's not kidnapped. He's here. He's hiding here. I mean, all right. Give me a thumbs up if you know what I'm talking about. All across the spectrum. And it's nothing but confusion. Now, we know this, don't we? Who is the author of confusion? Satan's the author of confusion, right? So what we have to try to do here right now is we just got to focus, settle down, focus in, allow the Holy Spirit, the peace that passes all understanding, that Spirit would fall upon us and we would know how to pray and what to pray for and know that that the Lord's will would be done. Here's some things that I am pretty sure of, although I really don't know, okay? I believe from everything that I've seen that the Insurrection Act was, in fact, signed last night. I believe that to be true. Now, we don't even know really what that means, does it, folks? Does that mean all of a sudden we're going to start seeing a bunch of people arrested? Are we, you know, I just saw a rumor that the Pope has been arrested. And I know this, if you go back and you go back several months, they said that the first arrest was going to shock the world who the first arrest would be. But I don't know if the Pope's been arrested. I'm not going to lay my head down on the pillow tonight thinking, yeah, the Pope, I'm just not going to go there. Understand knowing that if this Insurrection Act has in fact been put into effect, there's going to be a lot of crazy stuff that's going to happen over the next few days. So I wanted to pull us all together, first of all, to say this, that we need to be prepared. You've been saying it all along, all the time, no matter what happens, if martial law were to come, if they were to, whatever, the Insurrection Act, whatever that would do, if that were to come, and it has comes with a full effect, it is going to impact our lives. So knowing that, what is it that you should do? What is it you need to do? I wanted to come on tonight because I'm not sure I could wake up tomorrow and we're not be on the internet. You understand that, right? The internet could in fact go down. They've been talking for months and months about 10 days of darkness, right? What does that mean? I don't know what that means. I don't know. But if we were to all of a sudden have 10 days of darkness meaning lack of communication with what I would need it to be, what is it you're going to need? Now, it's pretty simple. You're going to need food. I hope you've already accumulated some food. You're going to need water. I hope you've already accumulated. Listen, can I give you a hint right now? Before you go to bed tonight, listen to me. Before you go to bed tonight, fill up your bathtub. Fill up your bathtub. If you get up in the morning and you don't have water and your bathtub is full of water, you'll be able to flush your toilets and do all that kind of stuff. If you get up in the morning and everything still works and it's no big deal, you didn't waste up a lot of stuff. Fill up your washing machine. Fill up anything like that easy that would be easy. You know, don't go out and get a bunch of tubs and fill up those tubs. Don't do that. But it would be easy for us to all fill up our bathtubs, okay? Second thing. Is you got to make sure that I lost track of where I was. Food, water, batteries, generator. I went out today and filled up all of our vehicles. Every car, every vehicle we have is now filled up with fuel. I don't know if I don't know. One of the things they say could possibly happen if we go dark. Your credit cards won't work. You won't be able to go to the local ATM and get money out. You need to have some cash on hand that's going to be able to sustain. Folks, you should be doing this anyway. Some cash on hand that's going to be able to sustain you through a period of time. Any medications that you might. Now, I'm a little bit late saying this because this, you know, it could happen overnight. But if it doesn't happen overnight, go out and secure. You can fill up your bathtub, okay? But some of these other things, make sure that you go out and get those all those things secured. Here's my concern, and it's a legitimate concern. If this goes down tomorrow, tonight, overnight, whatever, how do we communicate? And we've spoken about this for a long, long time. How do we connect with one another? Say, well, Coach, I'll call you on the phone. Well, good luck. Good luck if that goes down too, right? So all these things that we've been talking about here, shortwave radios, all that stuff that we probably should have already prepared ourselves for. So we're really kind of behind the eight ball on all that, and as well as finding in your community exactly who it is that you can rely on and who you can trust. So the first thing we need to do, right, is be able to have ourselves sustained, whether it be week, 10 days. It will be worse probably in some places than other places, but have ourselves prepared from a physical standpoint. You may not have heat in your house. Have you considered that you may not have heat? You have blankets stored. You have all that kind of stuff that's going to be able to sustain you. Here in Ohio, it's it's in the 30s. We have a fireplace. We have ways that we're going to be able to try to stay warm. But this stuff is all it's all stuff that we have to consider. So let me stop right there, and I'm just going to open it up. Anybody that has some advice, or before we get into the discussion of what's really going on in the world, as we're just talking about preparing ourselves here, does anybody have any questions or any advice for the crew? If you do, just kind of, if I can get over, I can see the hands up in the air. But I don't think figure out where I am on this thing here. Let me see. Do we have any hands in the air? Anybody want to say anything? Come on in.
Yeah, this is Tim, Coach.
Hey, Tim.
Okay, we had a meeting, a local meeting last night, or Saturday night. Yeah, one thing that was brought up was about your local militia. Up here, they're planning, if things go down, the first thing they do is block all roads. And they basically are stopping any Atlanteans coming up to the mountains. So basically, if they don't know you, you are their target. So get to know the militia locally where you're at.
Okay, good point. Now, there may not be militias. Some of you guys that are in the cities, you guys are in a little different situation than some of the others are. In fact, somebody remind me this, Randy, I'm looking right at you, so you remind me of this, of some safe places along the way that people could run to. We maybe need to talk about that a little bit as well. Clay, come on in a second.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that, I've heard rumor that maybe the Trump's going to try to communicate through emergency radio broadcasting, so if you've got a weather radio that receives those types of messages, you might want to get it ready, set it up, make sure it's working. I went to an ATM today and got some money. So this was just a couple of hours ago. So at least within the last couple of hours, ATMs were still working.
Good, good. Hey, they may work tomorrow, right? We have to understand this could all be made up, right? We don't know. But preparation, the wise virgins were the ones that prepared. Go ahead, Randy.
Dave?
Yes. Was that you, Randy? I see it. Randy's got his hand up. Did you want to come in, Randy?
Yeah, Coach. Hey, in case someone doesn't know, turn off your automatic app updates on your phone to put it on and off.
Yeah, I wish I could walk you through that, folks. You go to settings. So you have on your phone an app that automatically updates your applications. And they're saying one of the things that the dark side might be doing for nefarious reasons is opening up your phone and closing down some of your apps. One of them would be shutting down your emergency awareness, whatever that is, so that you would not be able to receive the messages. So I wish I was more technically savvy. I did it to mine, but I can't walk you through it. But there's a way to be able to do that you can shut down the automatic updating of on your phone. That's what they would do. They'd close it down that way. Area code 603. Come on in.
Hey, Coach. It's Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Up here in New Hampshire.
How are you, Matt? Good, buddy.
Good. Hey, something that I think that everyone needs to look at is if you have neighbors that are elderly that may either have issues of getting out or something like that, you really need to actually, and if you don't even know them, you just may want to go and knock on the door. Hey, how you doing? I'm so-and-so. Do you need anything? Or just because I actually have found a couple people that are around me up here that they're really confused right now between the COVID. And then if mm-hmm. things really go off the rails, okay, they're really going to this is going to be a very confusing time for people that are elderly who may have issues. For example, I have someone that's diabetic and he's also got Parkinson's and his wife's trying to take care of him. And they're really confused. So checking in on your elderly neighbors, if you see people around you that you know, it would be good to go and check in on them. And speaking about the ATMs, I went to two of my local branches in my city tonight, and both of the machines said that it could not dispense cash at this time. I went to a bank that was out of network, and I had no issues of getting money out. So I don't know if there's anything to that, but I'll stop there.
Well, we do know this, folks, because there's hardly any cash available. They just pray that we're not hoarding the cash. So, you know, those ATM machines have a limited amount of cash in them. As I imagine once they're drawn down, then we might have some restrictions on them. And a lot of people are waking up understanding something crazy is going on. And those who have not aren't level-headed and haven't been prepping, we really could see a rush for a lot of different stuff. Come on in, Jack.
Okay, one of the things you should do right now is get some landline phone numbers into the text messaging system so that we all have as many landline numbers as possible.
Yeah, amen. I used to have one.
Good. Well, yeah. I have access to one. I don't have one, but we should all have something. There must be one local, somebody, your neighbor, that has a landline. We need a landline connection.
Good point, Jack. It also shows us, even as this becomes more and more closer or apparent or likely or whatever, we see now our need over the last few months. We've been talking about building a downline and a network of people. Somebody said something to me. Does anybody know a nurse? Do you have anybody in your group that's a nurse? Do you have anybody in your group that's able to, is kind of a handyman that can fix things? Does anybody know about generate all that kind of stuff? So, once we get through this, if nothing happens, we ought to take that whole thing a little bit more seriously and get ourselves prepared for what could come down the road. Come on in, Larry.
Yeah. Jared and I have been working on a project involving communications for a little while now. I finally got a special computer ordered from him that is not capable of going on the internet. And I haven't told anyone other than Jared what's going on, and there's probably a spy in this group here today. There might be, but it doesn't matter because measures have been taken that I can go ahead and now tell you. I believe that God's given me, and I'm developing a program code so that those who can, it won't help for tomorrow or next week, but over the next few weeks between now and the 20th or even after that, if things really break loose and we go into guerrilla warfare type situation here in the United States with martial law and everything, this code will allow people to code and decode messages on special computers that cannot be hooked up to the internet, which Jared is going to make available at as cheap a price as he can for us. And we'll be able to send the coded message over the internet, but even if the government intercepts them and looks at them, they will have no way to decode it because the code that decoded it is not connected to the internet in any way, shape, or form. It's just an extra layer of security that we've seen a need for, and we're building a platform to be able to do that.
All right. Good one. Myra, come on in.
Yes, I'm so grateful you. We have this meeting tonight because of all the communications we are receiving. I have a landline at my home. Just okay. To let you know. Thank you.
Okay, We should have already been exchanging those landline numbers. I don't have one. I don't know how to get a hold of you. One of the things I think is really important for us to think about too is what would I call it? Places of refuge. If things were to really get tough and things were to go on for a period of time, I would offer, let all of you know that Sky High would certainly become a place of refuge for anybody that could get there. You'd have to bring your own sleeping bag or whatever, but we would be able to house people when we figure out a way to try to survive the thing together. And I know there's others out there. I know Mark Trump had even mentioned maybe his place down in Virginia, but we ought to be strategically thinking about it. I'm thinking of Randy or somebody out there in Oklahoma that could do the same thing. And Kevin there in Missouri. And, we got people up in Wisconsin. We probably should have done a better job already than getting these safe spaces. Not that everybody, not if you get up tomorrow and the power's out, you take off and flee. That's certainly not what we're talking about, but gets to the point where things do get desperate. An opportunity for you to be able to flee where some place we'd have like-minded people would help you. Yes, sir.
That's one, That's one gas tank's worth. Yeah. You have to plan for one gas tank's worth.
Good point, Jack. Good point. We don't know, you know, how long is it going to last? I don't know. How long? I don't know. There's a lot of things to consider that if, in fact, we do go on a shutdown, even if there may be good things that are going on, there are going to be a lot of people who haven't prepared for anything, right? Haven't prepared for anything. So, therefore, we run into a problem of people trying to survive, not knowing what's going on, panic out there. So it's certainly, it'd be great if everybody was God-fearing people, but that's not the situation. Anybody, floor is open.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
If something does happen tonight that it goes into panic mode for a few days or something like that, like you just said, the best thing is to hunker down with the preparedness you've already done and everything and let things roll out a little bit. Let things progress to the point where we can see what's happening. You know, a sequence has changed position and stuff. But don't do a knee-jerk evacuation to the mountains and dig a hole. Don't do that. Just hunker down. Wait, see what happens, see how things smooth out a little bit. If they do, if they don't, then you'll know at least what options within the parameters of what you have to work.
Well, some of you, Larry, mean right now it's 10 minutes to 7 when the show's over. Some of you can go fill up your gas tanks. Some of you can go do that. You can go get batteries. You can go get flashlights. You can still do that kind of stuff tonight. And I would be really, really serious about doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. But don't go berserk and bananas. Just hunker down, let things settle out, and then look at the playing field and see what it looks like in a few days.
Fill up your bathtubs. Fill up your bathtubs. Come on in, Neil. You got
unmute. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, Mary's Barn, that's Wisconsin's place to meet. Anybody that was there for the training, you guys, this is it. We're here. We were here practicing with our ARs today. We're ready to roll.
All right, Neil, how would they – are those up in Wisconsin? Where's that location, Neil?
We are about 15 minutes east of Wausau, right on the main highway. Got good vision, great access to the property. We can park campers. It's cold up here, but we can handle a lot of people on our property.
All right. Mary's Barn. Thanks, Neil. Jeff Nell, come on in.
Escapade, on Thursday, I had an emergency test alert on my cell phone. So I just want to throw that out there. They're testing.
Yeah, hey, I'm sure they are.
If things do not go crazy tonight, do not get complacent. Take this situation as a learning tool that there's things are going to go crazy sooner or later, most likely. Step by step, prepare to go to the next level from tomorrow on. Even if it doesn't go crazy or anything tonight,
yes, sir.
Don't sit on your laurels and say, "Oh, we escaped it again," because we're not going to escape this mess forever. It will not go away on its own.
Amen. Chris Clay, come on in, Chris. Good to see you there.
How you doing? I was late getting into the meeting, and maybe you guys already covered this, but can you or Larry or somebody comment on, elaborate on the Insurrection Act?
Okay. Somebody stepped over you there, Chris. Go ahead and say that again if you could. I heard Insurrection Act.
The Insurrection Act. Can we know... Can you tell us what you know about the Insurrection Act?
Anybody feel credible to speak on that? I know a little bit about it, but probably not enough. It'll be a form of soft martial law, Chris. One of the things I'm concerned about right now is we can see all the silencing that's going on in the media, can't we? And why is that happening? Because they don't want us to be able to communicate. Facebook, Twitter, all those things. It's so that we are not able to communicate with each other. And to think about how dire the situation is, think about this. They banned the President of the United States from being able to communicate with American citizens. That should tell us that there's something really, really serious going on that other side, and they do not want us to be able to communicate. From what I understand, yes, go ahead.
Coach, it's RJ here in Oklahoma.
Go ahead, RJ.
Yeah, three things real quick. Watch out for the Q people, because a lot of them have been deceived into doing some stuff that's pretty dangerous, as you know. I'm hearing breaking news from InfoWars. They've got several governor's mansions under attack in different states. Also, it sounds like Lynn Wood has been is a source of disinformation, and he may be behind some of that. So it's just good to be wary. I wonder, does anybody on the call have anybody in any information in your state that the governor's mansion is besieged by radicals anywhere?
No, I've heard of that. I want to say two things about it. I don't know this to be this is my gut. Okay, this is my gut. I think a lot of stuff Lynn Wood's saying, as he's been encouraged by the president to say it. That's what I think. And I don't know if you guys heard the latest from Lynn Wood. You say what you want, brothers. He lays out the gospel like I can't even believe. The latest one I heard from him today was laying out the gospel pure and straight. So that's part of the, right? It's all part of the disinformation. That's the trouble. We don't know who we can trust. However, we're pretty sure we can't trust the people who've been telling us to trust them. That's the mess that we find ourselves in, right? So we have to be able to get through this. If they call it this 10 days of darkness, whatever, no matter what, we have to continue to build as if it's going to happen tomorrow. If we get to Wednesday and still nothing's happened, don't say, oh, well, that was a big fake. That didn't happen. Continue to build and network and find other people around you who are going to be able to help. As far as what the Insurrection Act would look like, from what I understand, Chris, and so anybody's willing, able to come in and explain it, it's a soft martial law. And they put in the soft martial law because basically what they want to do with the Insurrection Act, they don't want people out on the streets moving as they go around and arrest those people that they have charged. That's the way that I understand it. So they don't want people out moving about because they know where these people strategically are, and they don't want any interference with doing it. As you know, the Insurrection Act, most of us remember the Rodney King riots. You know, the Insurrection Act was put into place during the Rodney King riots. I didn't know that until just recently. So this is not something that hasn't happened in the past. Most time when we think about martial law, we think about it locally, lockdowns locally. We're kind of used to those things. And I think the Insurrection Act will give us a broader lockdown, and it would probably be different in some places. I'm out in the country. So I think it'd be different here than it'll be in downtown Columbus. And I don't think really a whole lot of us know exactly what that means. I'm sorry to sound so ignorant, but I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that I know what's going on, because I don't. JR, you want to come in?
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
It's Jack.
Yeah, Jack.
Okay. The conversation we had earlier, do you want me to tell what I know about that?
You can. Hey, folks, take everything with a grain of salt, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay, Jack.
I have a personal face-to-face contact. This is not Facebook crazy crap. Who has contact, and he called me just a few minutes before Coach put out that email. So it was pretty providential. So he explained to me that he's been in contact with three different generals who have said, without going into any of the details, that it's all going to come down on our side. It's already been enacted. It's starting. It's starting tonight. You'll start to see it tomorrow. And that's all I'm going to say.
All right, Jack. J.R. Harrison, did you want to jump in here, brother? I'm sorry.
Yeah, why will the power go out? Who's going to shut down the power? Who's going to stop all the activities? Who would do that?
Good question. Who do you think?
I don't know.
Hey, Cub.
Yes. Yeah, John, whoever that was.
Yeah, John Diamond here. I briefed my church this morning on this, and I told them, you know, we might not see each other, or my congregation, I should say. I briefed them this morning on this, and I said, we may not see each other till next Sunday. And then I said, but this thing's going to go down one of two ways. I said, either Trump's going to put out the Insurrection Act, and he's basically going to arresting a bunch of traitors. That'll bypass the court system. That'll provide for military tribunals. They'll be able to basically kill people for treason and execute them for treason. If that happens, and to be honest with you, that's probably best case scenario for us as Christians. I said, but you have to understand there are so many well-armed, well-trained Muslims and communists in this country. I mean, they're armed with everything. I mean, RP-47s, I mean, they've got military-style weapons. It would not be anything to start taking out power grids. And I worked for AEP for years. It would take nothing. These unguarded substations just to go in and start blowing them up. So we could be in a very, very long time of darkness just with all these. I mean, you go out and blow out a power pole, go out and blow down a steel tower, the hundreds of thousands of miles of steel towers. It's not hard. I don't think the government or Trumper would take them out. But I think if it happens, it's going to happen because of the enemy and because we're going to be at war in that fashion. And then I said, even if Trump doesn't pull the trigger and Obama gets in, I said, the church is on slippery ground now because they're already talking about locking up Trump supporters under the guise of coronavirus. So yeah, I said, either way, it's not going to, I said, them letting these people out of prison in all these Democratic states, I said, you know why they're letting them out? Because of you, because they want to make room for you. If social distancing and isolation prevents the spread of COVID, a prison should be the best place that this thing is not spreading. I said, you have to understand, it's going to get ugly either way. So I appreciate your call here tonight, Coach.
Amen. Amen. Joe Allen, come on in, Joe.
Sir, when I work with people in the FEMA, the FEMA uses this and they put it out on a NOAA radio. So the NOAA radio will receive broadcasts or local TVs.
Okay, well, here's my concern. That's for those not everybody can get the NOAA radio though, can they, Joe? Is that something I'm able to pick up?
Well, if you have like a weather forecast, there's a NOAA radio.
Okay. I don't have that. I wish I did. Chris Clegg, come on back in. Chris, I don't know if you want to come in, Chris. You got your hand up on that. I'm looking at that. All right. So listen, here's something just so that you know. I want feel like I ought to share this with everybody. We were in Washington, D.C. Mike, are you still there? Mike, are you able to pull up Proverbs 18? Can you pull that up for me, Mike? Put it up on the screen. Proverbs 18, verse 15, I think it is. I want everybody to say this because I believe this is one of the greatest problems that we're facing right now. And it's been a problem in the American church for a considerable amount of time. And I just want you to see this. King James verse, attaboy, Mike. Proverbs 18. And go to verse 13, Mike. Proverbs 18, verse 13 says this. He that answereth a matter before he hears it, to him it is folly and shame. Now listen to me, because we've talked about this a number of times, how panic sets in on us when we hear something from somebody else, we see it on the internet. Look at that. He that answereth the matter. In other words, he that makes up his mind or is influenced before he hears the whole story, it is folly and a shame unto him. One of the things I see him happening in the American church, again, by Christians making assumptions about what happened in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. I just want to say this, folks. We were there. All right? It was a wonderful, wonderful family event full of patriotism, Christianity, everything about it was unbelievable. And then when we went to President Trump did not incite violence. When we walked to the Capitol, it took us about a mile to get up there. When we got up there, something was already going on. It was not done by the majority of people who were part of the rally. It wasn't done by them. As we're beginning to see now, it has been infiltration by nefarious forces designed to make us look no different than Antifa and BLM. And some of the research that I'm seeing, it was the mayor of Washington, D.C. Harry Reid. No, not Harry Reid. The other guy, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi. We didn't even have to break in. They gave the appearance that you had to break in, but we really, really didn't break in. And if you would just go on the internet and look at the videos, you'll see that the police officers stepped aside and invited people in. So what do we see happening? I see it all over the place. Christians condemning people who went to Washington, D.C. based on what? Proverbs 18, verse 13, they are answering a matter before they even know what's going on. And we're all guilty of that. We have got to stop doing it. So that's that 48-hour rule that I try to put in place that I learned from Dan Bongino. Whatever you read, wait 48 hours, and eventually you're going to see what the truth of the matter is. We have got to stop reacting spontaneously without knowing all of the information. We are, in fact, destroying our own, I don't want to call it movement, our faith. It's a shame and a folly to get emotionally all fired up over something that you don't know whether is even true. All right? Cool. Let's get in. Let's get Rich out. Come on in, Rich. And then Jeff Klein. Yeah, Rich. Let Rich come in.
Yes. Those of us who were down there could see very clearly, maybe not in the moment because things unfolded too quickly, but we knew something was wrong.
Yes.
And I'm talking to people who have worked in intelligence in D.C. who are telling me that is my deep state at work.
Yeah, I know.
Right now, it seems that there might be a fight between the intelligence assets that are pro-constitutional and those that are pro-deep state. As David said, we don't know what is happening. There's just no way to know at this point in time. And no matter what it is, we stay true to the cause, stay true to the faith, and we do what we can do. I mean, everybody wants to be in the early church. Well, we're not even close to that, but we're starting to get into, you know, some of the hard times. Just think of what the apostles went through. We all know that. And we can only do what we can do. And we work hard at doing what we can do and just trust the rest in the Lord. And there is a huge disinformation campaign. And we have to get those of us that were there have to get the word out.
That's right. What was going on? By the way, folks, do you understand that the Bible says that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God? The American Revolution was fought by those who pushed back against tyrannical government. In other words, it is Christian, okay? It is Christian to resist tyranny. Folks, it's Christian to resist tyranny. Come on in, Jeff.
Coach, we kind of took care of that situation this morning at church. I've been talking to Pastor Bill the last couple of days, and we were on that south side of the building for 4 hours. And I watched the pastor lead that group, started out 300 or 400 and grew to 6,000 or 8,000. And these people listened to him. And it was all done in righteousness. I mean, all the patriots were looking to him to lead. And so we set it straight at the church because I told him, I said, there's going to be people in our church that are going to start second guessing, listening to the news, like, well, maybe they shouldn't have went.
Yep.
So we all got up, the four of us from our church were there and Pastor Bill. And he said, we're going to give you the story straight. He said, now turn off the cameras, turn off the phones. Nothing's going online, live streaming. Shut the camera off back there and we're going to give you the truth. And we did. I'm telling you, we took from 11 to 1230 to share our testimonies of about how the sky parted. The clouds left, the sun come through, the wind started blowing, the flags started blowing directly in the wind. And Pastor Bill said, it's time. You know what I mean? But we also got to witness to the cops are out there. They had to listen to him for hours.
Amen.
The cops just heard
to go. Listen, folks, it's just important to understand that these were not, no, there were no weapons. Nobody had a gun. Nobody had a club. Nobody was breaking windows. None of it. It was peaceful resistance. Peaceful resistance. And if you're hearing anything else, and if you're believing anything else, I hate to tell you, but it says right here, it's a folly and ashamed unto him who believes that stuff. Come on in, Randy.
Coach, Donald Trump set this thing up so that everything would work out in a timely manner. He gave us our marching orders when he was finished. He said, go to the Capitol. Coach, that's what they did in the natural. Now here's what God did in the spiritual, Coach. He equipped almost 2 million people with the truth, with an eyewitness account firsthand. We are witnesses to the truth, Coach. We all went home and we took that fire that you talk about all the time. We're fire starters, Coach. He sent us all back home and told everybody at home, everybody in our churches, everybody in our communities, the truth. Coach, we are the new media.
We are.
People have to hear the truth. And, Coach, that's what God did. He took us in and he made us eyewitnesses, just like Jesus had eyewitnesses.
So folks, listen. Good, well said, Randy. Listen, friends. If you've watched our get together here at all, you know that I continue to say the same thing, that according to which scripture is it? 10:24 of Hebrews, that we are to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, even more as we see the day approaching. And I want you to look at what's happened in America over the last 9 months. They've done everything they can to try to keep us from assembling together. And now it has gotten so drastic. Now they are breaking apart our ability to even be able to communicate with each other. Why? Because they know if the truth gets out, they won't be able to pull this whole mess off. And so the whole idea of mask and social distancing, all of this stuff has been a long-term plan to keep God's people from being together so that we can speak the truth to one another. That's what this whole setup has been about. And if you think that all was just a coincidence, and if you think that there's not another mask mandate coming down the road, brother, you are the most gullible person to ever come down the pike. Because the last thing they want at this point is for us to get together like this and communicate with each other so we all get on the same page and understand what's going on.
Amen.
This is church. This is what the church should be able to do. You should go to Jeff Klein on Sunday morning and explain to everybody exactly what happened. I wonder how many times that happened in America today. It didn't happen in America today because I hate to say it. Our pastors were not personally there to be able to explain to their flocks exactly what happened. Can I say it again? It's a folly and a shame unto them because they took their news from the media and then puked it all over their people in the churches.
Amen.
Come on in, Neil. You're still up. Do you want to get in here? No? Chris Clegg, you want in?
I'm just listening, brother. I agree with you on
everything. Okay. Chris, you got your hand up there. I'm looking at
you. I'm sorry.
That's all right, buddy. John Diamond, come on in. Or is your hand up? Folks, if you got your hand up, you don't want to speak, put your hand down. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Coach. Hey, everything you're saying right now is, again, just by the Holy Spirit. That scripture you gave, I gave my congregation an entire hour briefing this morning, and I said exactly what you said. I said, I got up here in June, and I told every one of you, that COVID is intentionally just trying to destroy your country. I said the George Floyd murder was a lie to let Antifa burn down your cities. I said you guys thought it was conspiracy theories, and I gave them the scripture you just gave, that if to answer a matter before you hear it is a folly and a shame. So that's exactly where we're at. Now let me give you some encouragement here because I'm a former Air Force veteran. When Trump just started the Space Force, he had to start that fifth branch of the military because all the other military was infiltrated by the left, by all the Obama holdovers. So he did the Space Force, and he's drawing from the Air Force. If you know anything about the Air Force Academy, it's a very, very Christian organization. So they basically started an entire branch of the military of nothing but Christian patriots. And they've also, I saw somebody put over in the chat over there that that they're actually taking over intelligence. So more than likely what's going to happen, he'll put an end to the FBI and the CIA. Amen. And they'll be done. He'll just do away with them all together. Go ahead.
Stephanie, come on in. Come on in, Stephanie. I see your hand up here on my phone.
Hey, yeah. Can you hear me okay, Coach?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Yeah, I was saying if stuff doesn't hit tonight, definitely people buy garden seeds. And also get books to the plants that are native to your area, wherever you are, that are edible.
Well, that's smart.
That can be vitally important to do. It doesn't take much. you know, to throw some seeds down and grow it. But if stuff really, if you do got to hunker down, or even like for familiar with your area outside too, you know what I mean? It's just good to have those things. If you have to go on the run, there's a lot of things out there that literally are all over the place that at least can carry you through until you get to where you're going.
Amen. Ohio Brett, come on in.
Hey, Coach, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I want to give you some encouragement from Fort Lauderdale. Holy Spirit led me to, it was a Baptist church, but I'm telling you that preacher was not lukewarm. He was on fire, and I will be back up in about a week, and then I'm going to expedite this because we're going to be burning masks, and I'm going to be telling the truth. We gotta have a show of, not force, but a show of numbers, in Amen. Each county, So I'll see you guys soon.
Amen. Let me throw that. I'm going to come to Alan Zeifer and then MBH Digital. Hang on just a sec. I got to make a point. Okay. Listen to me. This is critical. This is critical that you get this. Scripture tells us, Matthew chapter 7, I think I could be wrong, that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has suffered violence, and violent men take it by force. The key word in that scripture is force. Not violence. From violence, the root word of violence is to violate. To violate. To take something that does not belong to you. And the scripture says that from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God has been violated. It's been violated. People have taken it when it didn't belong to them. And how did they do it? They did it by force. Force. Think of what they're doing to you right now, and it's all done by force. Wear a mask, social distance, close your businesses, or we're going to throw you in jail. Force, 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 force brings violence. We've got it backwards, friends. Force brings violence. Do you see that? Don't you see that? Force brings violence. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and violent men take it how? By force. They're forcing us to do things against our will and against the will of God. And we as Christians, we get caught up in violence. Violence. There wasn't anybody talking about violence when we were in D.C., but we were showing force. Force, right? That's what it's about. Come on, Christians, wake up. If they're going to force, then we have to push back. We have to meet force with force. Come on in, Alan.
Hey, Coach, I think Bill Barr showed us just how important it was to wear a mask, brother.
yeah, he was wearing one, wasn't he? He was wearing one. Come on in, MB Digital.
MB. Hey, it's Liberty Mel here, Coach.
Hey, Mel.
Earlier today, Donald Trump Jr. had put out a message about a platform. Everybody's scrambling now to get off of Facebook and trying to figure out where to go, whether to go to Parler or wherever. What Donald Trump Jr. had said was that they were working on a platform that was almost done called Freedom Social Network. And my husband just said that there's a beta version up right now on the Play Store. So it's freedom.social. But you might want to check that out. Just during the meeting here, I kind of pulled it up. It looks to be right, so you might want to check that out.
Yeah, there's a lot of alternatives out there, Mel, and I don't know. I really don't even know what advice to give it, because the truth is, if they shut down the internet, aren't going to be any of those things. They're not going to be any good to us, right? So,
hey, Coach.
Yeah, Jack.
I don't want to get off of Facebook, and I don't want to get on Parler, and I don't want to get on Freedom. I want to talk to the liberals and the rhinos. I'm on Facebook to blow their heads up. I'm right. Not want to talking to the choir. I don't want to talk to the choir. I can talk to the choir anytime I want. I stay on there and I take the grief, and we just keep doing it.
Amen. I'm on the 30-day jail break right now. So it came at a bad time with me, but I agree with you, Jack. I agree with you that we,
hey, Coach,
we need to poke. Yes, sir.
Coach. Yeah. Hey, it's RJ again. One thing about anything that's in the Play Store or Apple iPhone App Store or Google Play, they can take it down very easily, and that's why something like Gab.com and also Brighteon.social, which is the health ranger, Mike Adams, Natural News, he's got his own servers. It's more secure if you're going to build anything that's going to last.
Amen.
So I don't know why Don Jr. thinks that's going to work, but, you know, take it for what it's worth.
We're all scrambling right now. By the way, we have our own servers here. As long as the internet stays up, we're going to be able to communicate with you here, as long as it does. No matter what anybody, Facebook or whatever they do, we'll be able to communicate here.
They're going to depend on the internet for their intercommunications too. So the internet as a whole isn't going to go anywhere, I don't think.
No, I don't think so either, Larry. I don't think so. So listen, we're kind of talking in circles. I want to take about 10 more minutes. I want to finish up with some communion. Maybe Larry, you can get ready to lead that communion for us. I just want to open it up to anybody who has a question or anything, a concern. Listen, let me say this, folks, stop believing everything you read. Please stop that. Stop believing the latest information. Stop that. Stop that. Hey, listen, I'm the same way, right? I'm the same. I want to find out the latest thing. But I'm watching to see how, when I get on the internet, I'm watching to see how both sides are playing this thing. Because I think we can see strategies develop. Don't ever forget this. Good guys against the bad guys. The kings of this earth conspiring against the Lord and his anointed. And it's a give and a take, right? It's a punch and it's a counterpunch. And so when I go on the internet, I don't read something and say, oh, good, that's what's happening. I take it with a grain of salt. Who's telling me this? Why are they telling me this? Are they credible? Is this somebody I can trust? What's their track record with it? Because I think if we do that and understand the give and the take that's going on, the old football coach in me, right? I run off tackle and run off tackle and run off tackle so I can pull the ball out and bootleg. I run off tackle and run off tackle so I can play action pass off of it. So there's strategy going on here on both sides of it. And the worst thing you can do is absolutely jump in with both feet on something somebody on the internet told you. Has the Pope been arrested? I hope he has, but I don't know. I don't know. Is Donald Trump in Abilene? Is he in, I don't know. I hope he's safe, but I don't know. I can't control that. All I know is you trust in the Lord with all of your heart. You lean not in all of your, to your own understanding, but in all of your way, you acknowledge him and he will direct your path. The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. If my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, it's okay to get knowledge, but we got to do the right thing as far as sifting it out here, right? Make sure that we're getting what we mean to get. Come on in, Clay.
Yeah, Coach, I just want to remind everybody, people are looking at us and they know that some of them, a lot of people know we're Christians, and we got that cross hat on. And it's just so important as we go through these difficult times to let people see our strength and our faith. Because if they look at us and they see us shaken and down and sorrowful and worried, that is not representing Christianity like we're supposed to be doing.
Amen.
This is very important that we go through these times and let everybody see us as a beacon of light and saying that we are praising God and God's got a plan and we've got faith that it's all going to work out.
Amen. Amen. So let's review here. By the way, we're going to take communion. If you want to take communion with us, get up right now, leave your headphones on or whatever and go get you some. It doesn't have to be wine. Go get a wafer, go get something, and we're going to take a little bit of communion here and honor the Lord in the midst of it. So let's do a real quick review. If you don't have some cash, go get some cash. Listen, don't ever be without cash, okay? Don't ever be without cash. Get some water, food. You certainly ought to already have some food. If you're short on batteries, get some batteries, medical supply, all that kind of stuff that you would need if it's going to be for an extended length of time. Is it going to be, excuse me, if there's a shutdown, is it going to be 2 days, 3 days? We're planning, I don't know, we're planning 2 weeks. My wife and I were prepared to go 2 weeks. And so even though we've been talking about this all the time, if you have the chance, it's 7:24. If you have the chance to go to your local Kroger's and get some of this stuff tonight, I would suggest you do it. Yes, even toilet paper, right? But let not toilet paper be the focus of this whole thing. Cash, food, water, a way to cook, right? Huh? Yeah. Fill up your bathtubs. Everybody say that. Fill up my bathtub. Come on, everybody say it. Fill up my bathtub.
Fill up my bathtub.
Right. Fill up my bathtub. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Anybody, come on in here, and then we'll turn over to Larry here. I hope
Coach, you started telling us this a year ago. Do you remember when they started shutting us down? You and Michelle went right out and shopped, and we've all been doing it all year, haven't we?
We have. Some haven't, but we have. And so just some last-minute things for those of you who are just kind of didn't believe it for a while, now all of a sudden it's upon us. It is in here. So
yes.
Go, Denny.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Myra.
My apologies. I think it's definitely, like Craig said, it's a good learning experience, and we got to show that we're truly Christians. The Lord is testing us.
Yes, and we're going to pass, and we're going to win. Denny, come on in. Denny Bryan, come on in, Denny.
Yeah, just two things. You might have mentioned, I got cut off for a second, Coach, but my doctor's wife just texted me that the insurrection was signed.
Yes.
And so maybe you already mentioned that. And the second thing I want to talk about is you know, I had to get, because of my lungs, I got a generator, solar powered.
Uh-huh.
Because if I don't have my oxygen machine running, I don't live very long.
Right.
And so that's one thing.
Stay alive. We want you to stay alive there, Denny.
Well, I've got to keep you alive. I'm sticking around until at least the 7th when you get down here.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to go to Iowa next month. So that's all good. Anybody else? And then we'll turn it over to Larry.
Hey, JR,
yeah, go ahead. Come on in, Gary.
Yeah. I just want to say, regardless of what goes down here in the next few days and weeks, and especially our side comes out ahead, Trump comes out ahead, oh, my goodness. We cannot let ourselves get complacent with, you know, with being on the winning side. We've got – this is why we are in this mess to begin with. It's because
Let's make the church great again, right, Gary? Let's make the church great
again. Absolutely.
Coach Norm, come on in. I see you there, Coach. Just unmute yourself.
Coach, I've been listening to you as usual all week, and about the whining and all that. And after I was listening to that, to me it was just like a punt that was blocked. And you got to keep on going. So we had a punt blocked in the first quarter. And what I feel from this group after listening for an hour is we're matriculating down the field. There's a lot of positive energy in this group. There's a lot of it's just it really has me pumped up to listen to the people speak here, and God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Hey, they asked, was it the old guy there at the church at on Lexington Green? They went to him and said, "I'm sorry, I can't remember. Was it Colonel
Jonas Clark?" Jonas Clark.
What did Jonas Clark say? Can you finish that for me, there, Rich? What did Jonas Clark say when they asked him if his men would fight? What did he tell them?
He said they'll fight, and he's trained them for this very moment because they knew what was coming.
I trained them for this very moment, is what he said. I trained them for that very moment. Chad, you want to get in?
Yeah, please. All right, I just want to also touch on Coach Norm there. Good to hear you in the huddle there. Is that, look, you don't run those extra plays and start making up that difference off that block punt on emotion. Okay, you get your mind right, you get focused. You get driven, and you just do your job. You do your job. Just focus in here. You guys know what to do. Quit being so emotionally roller-coastered, being controlled by the news narrative that, he's going to get him. Oh, we didn't get him. Oh, he's going to get him. Oh, we didn't get him. I mean, look, it's just – how can you continue with that? You just can't sustain it. So
no, you can't.
You just need to be wise with that.
So everybody go fill their bathtub. That's one thing you can all do, right? Everybody go fill their bathtub. I got some – anybody who didn't get a chance to get in at once, too, I see some hands, but I don't know if you guys just didn't shut off. Anybody want to jump in?
Hey, Coach, can I say something?
Yes.
Okay, it's Matt up in New Hampshire. Just so everybody is clear on this, I agree 100% that the attitude – or getting emotional. We can't get emotional about this. what is really going on, and I think that everyone has to understand it, and no one has said it. We have, and we are internally at war with the two factions inside of our own country.
We are.
Everyone is talking about, well, you know, they're doing this, or they're shutting us off. Well, stop. What I think everybody really has to take a hard look at this and understand that war has been declared inside of our country by people that are in positions of doing that, but they just aren't telling us that yet.
Well, Matt, so they've been at war for a while. We just didn't realize it, brother.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's making itself known, and it's really going. The only thing that hasn't, you know, well, shots have been fired, but it's coming to that crescendo point, everybody. And just be aware of that, okay? And you have to look at that. That means that your whole mindset really does have to change. And any of you that have gone out and done any kind of tactical training, you know, I know Coach has done a lot of that stuff. Your situational awareness really needs to be at a heightened alert right now. It doesn't have to be paranoid. You don't have to be paranoid, but what you need to do is just make sure you're totally aware of what your surroundings are. And please be very careful with the information that's out there.
Amen.
Because there are so many, and Coach, I love what Coach said about the 48-hour deal. Something that, and you know, Dan Bongino gave you that. Doug Hagman does that as well. And I'm really, I'm a very impatient person. I always jump on everything and I want to drill down into it and find out, is this real? But you have to allow it time to mature. Yeah. To see whether it's the truth or it's a lie. Yeah. And Coach, there's a bunch of police that have, and it's on video, there's a bunch of police that have entered the Vatican. There's hundreds of police cars of about an hour ago.
We've got to remember this, right? They told us that the first arrest would shock the world. So we'll see.
Be biblical. They said it'd be biblical.
It'd be biblical. Wow. Larry, if you would, brother, go ahead and hey, your attitude determines your altitude, all right? Your attitude determines your altitude. Let's rise above. Let's rise above where everybody else is. Let's rise above it. And trust in the Lord and be a strong voice with those that you're around, your family members, your community. Be a strong voice, a strong, positive, forceful, direct voice. Give good direction. Larry, if you would, go ahead and take us through this communion.
Okay, I sure will. For those of you who have never gone through the communion scriptures that I use, I'll just be very short here and try to catch you up to date on where it's coming from. We're all familiar with it, with the, you know, talking about the Last Supper and Jesus took the wine and the bread and this, and that's the form that most communion services in the scriptures, most communion services use. The Holy Spirit led me to look in a little different section of the scripture for something about the communion, and this has been many decades ago, but he took me to 1 Corinthians. Now, when the Holy Spirit had Paul write the letter to the church in Corinth, that first letter he wrote was kind of chewing them out a little bit, telling them what the Spirit had revealed to him was going wrong and they needed to fix some things. And one of the things that the Spirit had him tell that church in Corinth about that was going wrong was that their communion remembrance service that they were doing about what Jesus did for them and what the blood and the body and everything represents wasn't exactly pleasing the Holy Spirit, because he wanted to point some things out about it. Now, he didn't point out that they were drinking the wrong flavor of wine, or they should have had white grapes instead of red grapes or whatever. Didn't say that it had to be wine instead of grape juice. Didn't say it had to be a wafer with a special formula or a special recipe in a special shape baked in a special bakery or anything. Didn't talk about any of that stuff. But he did talk about not taking communion when you haven't examined yourself and taking it unworthily. And the one specific thing he mentioned about related to taking the communion unworthily is they were, and this is from chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians, verse 29, 11, 29 of 1 Corinthians. It says, "For he that hath eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." Now, this is what the church in Corinth weren't doing. They weren't understanding the body of Christ. The body of Christ, folks, is us. The body of Christ back then was them, their assembly. They were not understanding the commitment and the commandment for unity within their body, for taking care of each other, for stepping up for each other, from celebrating with each other, from being there as each other. The body of Christ is one unit, one thing. A lot of people have different jobs. The hand doesn't do the same thing the foot does. But the body of Christ has to be unified in that we all have the same goal and we all work to the same goal. Even though we do different things, we're still all serving the same goal. And I want to go to just one other little section of scripture to kind of point this out before we share the bread and the drink. And it doesn't matter what kind of bread Jesus turned water to wine, so he can turn a rich cracker to whatever kind of bread you want it to be. Or he can take leavened bread and take the leaven out of it before it gets to your mouth. So it doesn't matter what your bread and liquid is. What matters is understanding the commitment, not that we should have for each other, but that we're commanded to have for each other. And you know about the fivefold ministry itself, talks about in Ephesians in chapter 4. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. And he has this fivefold ministry out there until. The Bible says that this ministry is in existence until. And here is what the until. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God into a perfect man. We are the man. We are the body of Christ unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So that fivefold ministry is there for us to learn how to love each other, care for each other, be there for each other, and demonstrate to the world that we are an unbreakable force when we're together and unified.
Amen. Amen.
So he took the bread and he broke it. You can, you know, if somebody's there with you, you can pass it to them, have some pass it to you. If you're by yourself, just take something, some bread or something, and take it and put it in your mouth and start eating it. And I believe in taking a big enough chunk that you have to spend a little bit of time getting ready to swallow it, because I want you to think about that commitment that we must have for each other before we drink the liquid. And then he took the cup and said, "Hey, this is my blood. This is given for you. It's given for his body. It's given for us to allow us to have the strength from the life of his blood to be the unified body we're supposed to be." He said, "Take this, drink it, share it right here with me."
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you that according to your word that the very steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And Father, we would admit to you tonight that there's confusion swirling all around us, and we don't always understand, we don't always know. But we're told in our hearts to trust in you with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding, but in all of our way, acknowledge you and you'll direct our path. Lord, we pray that if this is unrolling, unveiling, if this is happening as the way that we hear that it is, Lord, that your hand would be upon it, that your hand would be upon our president and the group that he's put around him, Lord, that you would give them godly direction, Lord. We declare that there be no weapon that would be formed against them, it shall prosper, Lord. Well, Lord, we pray for a Holy Spirit awakening in Christians all across this nation, Lord Jesus. We thank you that the Bible says that when the righteous are in authority, the people will rejoice. When the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And we confess to you, Lord, that we apologize for being so indifferent to the government of this nation, Lord. And we ask it to, if it would be your will and it be your mercy, to restore unto us, Lord, the years that the locusts have eaten, the canker worm and give us a chance to rebuild, Lord. We pray that you would do that in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hey, bless you all. Amen. Huh? Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, same bat time, same bat channel. Hey, something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. Hey, brother, stop. Look, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Dave.